Hi, everybody. It's time for your Land and Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network. I'm Russell Nimitz. Well, livestock organizations like the NCBA and U.S. Cattlemen's Association are expressing some concerns with the White House's executive order on biotechnology. That's because on its face, the executive order promotes a science and risk-based system to support the development and use of products of biotechnology. However, the executive order also directs the Secretary of Agriculture to submit a report assessing how to use biotech and biomanufacturing for food and agriculture innovation, including cultivating alternative food sources. U.S. Cattlemen's Association President Brooke Miller says that the cultivation of animal cells for human consumption doesn't further the goals of the Biden administration in supporting independent agricultural producers, but instead it promotes corporate and consolidated control of the food supply system. He says that cell-cultured products can't be independently produced. The technology is shrouded in intellectual property protection and requires intensive capital resources and sets big corporations up for success and producers up for failure. For the Ag Information Network, I'm Russell Nimitz.